In our gospel reading this afternoon, we've heard the story of Jesus walking along the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus and joining up with two of his disciples. And these two disciples of his were engaged in a really quite lively conversation about all the things that had taken place in Jerusalem a couple of days earlier. The events of the Passion, the death of our Lord on the cross, and now even what they had heard about his empty tomb. However, one of the things that's evident is that even though they had been his disciples while he was here on earth, their belief in Jesus as the Messiah seems to be a past event. You know, we might try putting ourselves in the shoes of these two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Basically downcast, confused, they're making their way down the road, really unable to understand everything that has occurred in these days. They know what they have seen, a prophet who was mighty in word and deed. They know what they were hoping for. They were hoping, as the text tells us, that Jesus would be the one who would be the Redeemer of Israel. But they don't know what to make of his violent death at the hands of the rulers. They can't even then recognize Jesus as he joins them along the road. Jesus on the road with them seems to be just another foreigner who had been visiting Jerusalem for the Passover. Note that Jesus does not disclose his identity to his own disciples until they describe how they found his tomb empty, but him they did not see. And that's how it can actually sometimes be with us. Unless he revealed himself, we probably would see only an empty tomb and would see his death as being meaningless. And the text says, "And Jesus said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?'" The reality is that if we are asked about our own belief, you and I have a great advantage over these disciples who are walking along the road to Emmaus a couple thousand years ago. We have, over the course of 2,000 years, the great grace of the church's teaching which even our young people who received First Communion last week have been hearing for some years. So we know in our heads what the truth is. And I think this gospel passage challenges us with the real question as to what it is that we truly believe. I've just about finished Pope Benedict's second volume of Jesus of Nazareth, which focuses in on Holy Week. And he writes in this second volume the importance of us Christians recognizing Jesus. And he says that it's not just a question of our eyes or our other senses. As we heard in the gospel story, Jesus was totally present to these two disciples, evidently for some hours, as they walked along the way. He told them every single scripture passage that referred to him. They had it all in their head, but still we could say they did not, at some level, believe. They certainly did not recognize him. And, you know, we can think of how many times all this has been laid out for you and me. We know, for example, that he is right here with us in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And yet, it's a question of recognition. He's often recognized as not being here. And so we ourselves may not be making ourselves present to him, which is what we are called to do. According to the gospel, the two disciples finally recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. They seem to have understood, not in their minds, not with their senses, but I suppose we can say their hearts recognized him. Their whole being recognized him. Their whole being, which had been very slow to understand what the prophets had taught. Sometimes our own hearts can be a little slow to believe, not what the prophets taught, but what the Son of God himself has taught and given us. We can sit back now nearly 2,000 years after this episode on the road to Emmaus, and we certainly can be tempted to chastise these two disciples for their lack of faith, their dullness of heart, in failing to recognize our Lord. But the truth is that you and I are held to a higher responsibility than they, because we have been given the fullness of knowledge, the fullness of teaching. Jesus has given us everything that he possibly could. And we can still ask, do we truly recognize the Lord in our hearts, most especially when we come forward for Holy Communion? We know that the Blessed Sacrament, even just one small host, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The sacrament is the very person, the fullness of the person of Jesus Christ. And do we, you and I, recognize him in the breaking of the bread, even if with our minds we know that he is there? Now, to recognize him requires our entering into a relationship with him. It requires that we spend some time with him. If we recognize him, our hearts will burn within us as we think of this reality. The hearts of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, yes, they were a little slow to believe. And like them, our own minds may know the truth, but our hearts may be a little bit slow to believe. When we recognize him who has been revealed to us and has shown himself to us in the breaking of the bread, we who come forward and actually receive him in communion into our own bodies, I hold him in our hearts. We will come to him. We will be with him in the depths of our hearts. We will no longer doubt, but we will believe. And we will actually live what we believe because we'll know and we'll have recognized that this is Jesus Christ, true God and true man, present with us and among us. We're told that when the disciples with Jesus finally arrived at the village of Emmaus, Jesus at table took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. The sequence is exactly what happened at the Last Supper. And in every Eucharist, at every Mass, we, as we will this afternoon, we will represent that Easter Sunday meal at Emmaus with Jesus and his disciples. At this Mass, Jesus reveals himself to us on our own journey. He speaks to our hearts in the Scriptures. And then at the table of the altar, in the person of the priest, Jesus will actually break the bread. In all of this, we can take comfort in knowing that the Holy Spirit is at work as well in us. The Holy Spirit is pouring out the grace not only to help us to hear the words, to take into our hearts the words of Scripture, but to make those words we hear and the word Jesus Christ who we receive in communion bear fruit in our own lives. Remember, at the end of the passage, Jesus' disciples begged him, stay with us. And he does stay with us. Though he has vanished from our sight in the Eucharist and communion, just as at Emmaus, we know him in the breaking of the bread. We recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And we pray together, stay with me, Lord. I need a friend who knows me through and through. I need a coach who knows my strengths, my weaknesses. Lord Jesus, transform me so that you can use me for your glory.